Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you've been having a fantastic week. This past Sunday, we continued our series Into the Wild, where we're looking at Moses, who is primarily, we learned about him in Exodus. And we studied Exodus chapter 3, and I was just struck by the reminder in Exodus chapter 3 that God, our God that we know and love, he is a speaking God, and he reveals himself to us, and he often chooses words to reveal himself to us. And a couple of the statements that stood out to me from Exodus chapter 3 were first, where God calls out to Moses from the burning bush, and he says, "Moses, Moses." And Moses' culture, to say someone's name twice like that, like you might, if you knew me well, you might say, "Adam, Adam." And what God is saying there to Moses is that Moses is special to God, that Moses is known by God. And that couldn't help but remind me of our life group launch that's coming up. Really, this happened this past Sunday, and all of our groups are launching this week. And I just can't encourage you strongly enough to get into a life group, because the reality is we grow best when we're in community, where people know us and they know our names, they know our spouse's names, they know our kids' names, and we grow to love one another and encourage one another. And we probably won't do it like they did in the ancient Semitic culture, where we're saying all of our names twice: Adam, Adam, Molly, Molly, Fred, Fred. Your name's probably not Fred, but you get the point, right? And so, but it's just such a great reminder that God, he knows your name, and God knows my name, and God has given us to remind us that we are seen and we are known and we are loved. And it is vital for our growth in holiness and in Christ-likeness to be connected to a small group of believers. And so if you're not currently in a group, I cannot encourage you strongly enough to get into a group of other people who are looking to grow in their relationship with Jesus. People who would say to you your name twice in a row: Adam, Adam, we know you, we see you, and we love you. The second statement that really stood out to me, and it's such a famous interchange between God and Moses. So God says to Moses, "I will send you to Pharaoh." And Moses essentially says back to God, "God, I don't think you've got the right guy. God, I've got all sorts of reasons why I'm the wrong person for you to send to Pharaoh to deliver your people." And the question that made me think of is, what are my reasons for saying no to God? And maybe you should ask the same question. When you think about the things that God has called you to do, commanded you to do, sent you to do, because if we're saved, then we're sent. Like, God has sent us to be carriers of the mission of Jesus, to tell everybody everywhere that Jesus is the King and that Jesus is offering forgiveness for sin to anyone who would call upon his name. If you're saved, then you're sent. But we have this really bad habit, just like Moses has in Exodus chapter 3, of thinking that we know better than God, or we've got good reasons, right? Like, you've got good reasons for where you're saying no to God. And I certainly think that I've got good reasons the times that I say no to God. So where have you been saying no to God? You know, I was thinking about our LifePoint Kids life team. This is a spotlight month for them. And maybe some of you are not serving anywhere, and you've got that tug on your heart. Maybe you don't even love kids, but for some reason you feel that stirring in your heart to go serve in LifePoint Kids and have the privilege of pointing children to Jesus, who is the best. And maybe you feel like God has sent you to that, but you've been saying no because, you know, you've got your reasons. And I'm not saying they're bad reasons, but, you know, we look in Exodus 3 and Moses is trying to argue with God, saying, "God, don't send me. I'm not good enough. God, don't send me. I'm the wrong guy. God, don't." And God says, "No, Moses, I know what I'm doing. I've chosen you, and I'm going to send you." And so I want to encourage you this morning that where God is sending you, say yes. Put your yes on the table and be obedient to the call of the Lord on your life, because we serve a God who knows our name and who loves us. And if you're saved, then you're sent. And so let's take a moment and let's pray, and let's praise God for the fact that he knows our name and that he loves us. Let's ask the Lord to bring more people from our church community into our life groups. And let's ask the Lord to help us to say yes to where he is sending us. So let's take a moment and pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint DriveCast. We certainly hope that you have a great week, and we hope to see you back tomorrow on the DriveCast. God bless.